and gentlemen, please welcome Jeff Dunham.
Some of you know what's going on this evening. I have little people in boxes, and I gotta tell you, the way security is at the airports nowadays when you try and check in with a small person in your luggage, they stop you. Most of the airports nowadays have these sophisticated equipment for checking your luggage. They're like big MRIs. They can check the contents, the materials, but some of the smaller airports don't. We all know Burbank Airport, just north of here a few miles, don't have all the sophisticated stuff. They still have to hand check a lot of luggage. I was in line about 3.5 weeks ago, early one morning, very crowded. And most people, when you get your luggage hand checked, it's no big deal. They might pull out your underwear like, ooh. But for me, they're pulling out dolls. The way they decide whose luggage they're gonna hand check is a complete judgment call on these guys' parts. They look at you and they decide, and apparently I looked like a terrorist with a trunk. Because he says, sir, we gotta look in that trunk. I'm like, oh, crap, here we go. So he takes the big trunk and he puts it on top of the silver table. He opens it up, and the first thing he pulls out is one of my little guys, Peanut. You'll see him in a little while. You might know Peanut. But he pulls Peanut out, and he's like, hey. People in line are like, hey, and I'm like, oh. Now, they have these swabs, and they swab whatever it is they're looking at. They then take the piece of material, they put it in the analyzer, it then checks to see if your stuff has come into contact with anything dangerous, chemicals, whatever. So the guy has Peanut in one hand, swab in the other. This is all true. It's too stupid to make up. He could have swabbed Peanut on the head, on the foot. No, in front of God and everybody, swabs his butt, just like that. I know it's only a puppet, but I work with the guy. There's a relationship here. And I'm sitting there watching this, and the first thing I find myself thinking is, you sick bastard. What the hell? Why are you wiping my friend's butt? He then takes the swab, puts it in the machine, shuts the door. I think we're finished. We start to put things away. Suddenly, the little machine goes, eh. Three more guys come out. They have me up against their wall. They're checking my ID. They're doing a background check on the internet. They're going through all my stuff. Takes 15 minutes. Now we're finished. Everything is fine. Then we start to put things back. And then I start to think, what the hell was on Peanut's butt? Made the potential terrorist. And this is all true. And I asked the guy, and he goes, well, it's all in the code on the computer. Let's see. And he goes, that would be military-grade plastic explosives. And I go, what? And he goes, well, sometimes the machine confuses lotion for that. And I went, no, there's no lotion on the puppet's ass. I've been building bombs in my garage. Shut the hell up. Walter, you happy to be here? Oh, overjoyed. Last week, I was lying on a beach in Maui, and I couldn't decide, gee, should I stay in Hawaii or go to frickin' Santa Ana? My God, I can die happy now. Fine city, I don't give a damn. What's wrong with you? I don't know, it's hot as hell outside. My skin's all dry and itchy. You put me in a sweater. Sure as hell not gonna ask you for lotion. You know, you don't have to do this. Yeah, I could get a real job. Yeah, what would you do? I wanna be a greeter at Walmart. the hell's so funny? At Walmart, what would be your opening line?
Oh, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
Have a nice day. Bubba J, are you married?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is your wife pretty?
Yeah. No.
What's the difference? The light? Where'd you meet your wife?
At the family reunion.
What? So, Bubba J, where was this family reunion?
At the State Fair.
State Fair? Well, why don't you tell us about the first time you saw your wife?
All right. There she was.
More? Yeah, more. Where was she?
Oh, she's leaning up against the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Making it tilt. Sunlight glistening off her curlers. Corn dog in one hand, a Budweiser in the other. I went up to her and I said, young woman, you look more delicious than mayonnaise oozing out of a Stan sandwich. And then she smiled.
Yeah.
What a tooth.
This guy's not getting any of this. I've been watching, and the whole time, this all going, meow. I'm just kidding, buddy. What's your name?
What is your name?
I'm looking right at you. Aren't I?
I think so.
Fix my eyes, a**. It's hard to talk to somebody if you're not looking right at them.
I know.
It's like trying to talk to somebody who has a lazy eye. You don't know which eye to focus on. Yeah, they're done that. You're sitting there talking to them thinking, oh, crap, should I be looking at that eye or that eye? Focus, you moron! Someone here has a lazy eye. I'll confuse them. Here I am.
On here. Here.
You know what pesto is?
Pesto is the stuff that goes on salad and pizza.
Oh, pesto. It's in the jishin with the hair lip. Pip-do. N-n-n-n, pip-do.
What if someone here has a hair lip?
Sorry.
Oh, stop it.
Boy, what if they have a hair lip and a lazy eye? They're really gonna be biffed up.
Back to you, dude.
I'm kidding. You right here with the blonde hair and the glasses. What is your first name?
Terry.
What do you do for a living, Terry?
I'm a business analyst.
A business analyst. Fascinating. How the hell does that work?
Go to a business and go,
You are a business.
So, where were we before this?
Before this, we were in D.C.
Ah, yes, Washington, D.C., doing a show in a
theater, a lovely theater.
About 5 minutes in the show, I hadn't looked down. About where you're sitting, dude, there was a guy sitting right there where you are. The he was facing
that way.
Right.
And every time I said something, the guy went... And I go, hey, buddy, what are you doing? The guy goes... Was a signer,
right?
A signer! Think about this for a second. They brought a bunch of deaf people to see the ventriloquist! What are you going to do next week? Going to take out a blind folks to see David Copperfield.
The elephant disappeared. It just f***ing disappeared.
Oh, my God, he's juggling now. You should see... Oh, sorry.
The hell are they thinking?
And as the show went on, this guy started to piss me off. I never actually seen myself talk before. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to get even with this guy. And suddenly, in the middle of the show, I went, hey, stop sign, thank you, turn around, doing, doing, horseshoe, turtle. And this poor dasher's just signing away. All the deaf folks are like... The hell's going on? Our guy sucks. And then to really screw with the guy, I went... Of course, now he's just sitting there. All the deaf folks are like, Come on! What are we missing? Sad part is, this is all completely true.